From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Spring blossoms of our largest plants, woody trees, are small and inconspicuous. Trees flower early, before leaves emerge. While showy wildflowers on the forest floor rely on specialized insect pollinators, forest trees do not. Trees rely on wind pollination of flowers to yield summer seeds and autumn nuts. Flowering before leaves emerge ensures greater air circulation among pollen-producing male stamens and female pistils containing ovaries. While tiny treetop flowers of huge beech, birch, and maples are hard to see, right now the forest floor is littered with spent flower parts. American beech is monoecious. Both male and female flowers develop on the same tree just as the leaves begin to emerge. The blooming period lasts about a week when flowers are cross-pollinated by wind. Fertilized female flowers develop into beech nuts inside prickly green husks by late summer. Birches also have male and female flowers on the same tree. Male flowers appear at the end of summer as green clusters of 2-inch-long catkins. Male catkins overwinter and turn golden brown in spring before releasing microscopic pollen. In May, female catkins emerge shortly before male flowers release pollen. Sugar maples burst open with a conspicuous neon yellow display, often mistaken for leaf out. Pastel pink washes over wetlands as red maples bloom. Female maple flowers are born in tiny clusters at the end of long dangling stalks that develop into the familiar single-winged seed samaras, which spiral to the ground in summer. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.